SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The interruption didn't last long. American Airlines flights have resumed after all of them were grounded this morning due to a system-wide technical issue. The timing couldn't have been worse with the holiday travel rush now at its peak. It is another quiet Christmas in the West Bank.
Celebrations in biblical town Bethlehem, revered by Christians as Jesus' birthplace, are usually attended by thousands of people from around the world. But this year, Bethlehem prepares to mark its second Christmas under the shadow of the war in Gaza. There are almost no tourists. So Bethlehem's Christmas celebrations will be somber and muted. In deference to the ongoing war in Gaza, there'll be no giant Christmas tree in Manger Square, no raucous scout marching bands, no public lights twinkling, and very few public decorations or displays. I'm Charles Delathesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, it's being left up to President Biden to decide whether a Japanese firm's proposed purchase of U.S. steel would threaten national security.
The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States has failed to reach a consensus on the possible national security risks of a nearly $15 billion proposed acquisition of U.S. steel by Nippon Steel of Japan. Monday was the deadline for the committee to either approve the deal, recommend that President Joe Biden block it, or extend the review process. The White House says Biden has 15 days to reach a final decision, but he has previously said that he opposes the deal, saying that it's vital for U.S. Steel to remain an American steel company that is domestically owned and operated. President-elect Donald Trump opposes it as well. Donna Warder, Washington.
Wall Street will close early today ahead of the Christmas holiday, a 1 p.m. close. The Dow futures currently down 22 points. This is SRN News. A Christian realtor is in trouble.
Wilson Fauber has been found guilty by the National Association of Realtors of violating its code of ethics by quoting from the Bible. Fauber, a Virginian native, went on social media in 2015 to express his hope that the Supreme Court would not legalize gay marriage, explaining his position based on Scripture. Two other realtors dug up those comments and submitted them to the NAR in hopes of getting Fauber expelled. He is considering a lawsuit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has ruled that Missouri's near-total abortion ban is unenforceable under a new constitutional amendment. But Planned Parenthood says it still isn't able to resume providing abortions in Missouri. That's because the judge has left in place licensing requirements for abortion facilities, which Planned Parenthood says it cannot currently meet. Missouri is one of five states where voters approved abortion ballot measures on Election Day. This is SRN News. A warning about the Internet and AI.
Researchers and watchdog groups are concerned about the emergence of generative artificial intelligence tools that allow people to efficiently produce detailed and novel online reviews. They say this has merchants, service providers, and consumers in uncharted territory. Phony reviews have long plagued many popular consumer websites such as Amazon and Yelp. But tech industry experts note that AI-infused text generation tools enable fraudsters to produce reviews faster and in greater volume.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. A NASA spacecraft has made a record-breaking visit to the sun. The Parker Solar Probe, making the closest ever approach, a mere 3.8 million miles from the sun. The probe was launched back in 2018. It has passed by the sun 21 times, getting closer with each successive pass. More details at SRNnews.com.